Christmas Eve. We're 20 minutes from it being Christmas. And that is going to be the culmination of what we have been preparing for, hearing about in every store that we went into since what? October? Amen? Halloween and Christmas were in competition this year, amen? You go down one aisle and you could buy Halloween costumes, and you went down the other aisle and they were already selling you Christmas decorations. But how is that rush? How long do you think it took Mary and Joseph to get to Bethlehem? That was a long, long journey. I don't know if it took 2 months, but I would imagine that it wasn't easy. It might be as difficult for them as traffic is on 285 at rush hour. Amen? Just go a couple of inches and stop for an hour. Go a few more feet, stop again. And then depending on what the weather was doing, it was probably kind of miserable and chaotic. And then when they get to Bethlehem, Mary is about to give birth. And this was no simple pregnancy, amen? And the reason that I point that out is because every Christmas we get to this point and we are so tired and so stressed out and so just crazy. Did I forget anybody? Or we're worried about who's going to pick up a gift and look at it and go, really? And I mean, that's already happened at my house. I thought that getting a Christmas gift, that if you listen to your partner, now that I'm married, amen, you listen to your partner, you hear what they want, right? Well, he had mentioned the fact that, now this is going to sound stupid to you all, but you just stay with me. It was a butter dish, a plastic butter dish, and it broke. It cracked. It fell apart. And he was mealy-mouthing about the fact that he wanted a nice butter dish. So I thought, okay, I'm listening for Christmas. I'll get him one of those really nice butter dishes. You know, it's cut glass. It's just, you know, one of those things that you really don't want to put butter in. Amen? All right? But I got it for him. So you know what he says to me the other day? He's looking at all the presents under the tree, and I looked at him and I said, now I want you to know that this Christmas I got you things that would be practical. And he looked at me and he goes, you didn't give me a butter dish for Christmas, did you? Well, folks, you're the first to know. He got a butter dish for Christmas, amen. And he'll probably be happy with it, but you know what I'm saying? It's all this chaos. And then when they get to the inn, figuring that they're going to get a room, they get told, there ain't no room for you. And there's all these crowds of people around. I noticed that tonight when I went home from the first service, I don't know where all the, I do know where they, because I got to go right by Walmart. Amen? Going back to my house, the traffic there tonight at 7 o'clock was like rush hour. And I guess it's everybody going out last night to get butter dishes for their husbands and wives. Amen. So they end up in a stable. And if you've done any theological work or study, you know that it wasn't even close to what we would consider a decent barn. It would have been a cave. And if you're lucky, if it was 55 degrees, I think that's what they say caves are, if you get far enough back in it. So it would have been damp, it would have been cold, and here she is about to give birth. And you know, that's when everything changes. Because see, I think that's the story of Christmas. That God, in all of the chaos of our lives, in all of the stupid stuff that happens, in all the tragedy, in all of the crazy political junk that we gotta hear, in all that stuff that we got to do, that we're worried about paying our bills, whether we got a job, we're worried about our health, in all of that, God is in the midst and delivers. You know, my new favorite hymn, aside from you singing O Holy Night, is that song called Didn't You Know, Mary? Or What Didn't You Know, Mary? And in one point, one of the verses in the song, it says, did you know when you kissed his face that you kissed the face of God? That night, God arrived to say to all of us, no matter what the chaos, no matter what the challenges, I am here. I am with you. And that there is nothing that can defeat you. That is the miracle of Christmas. That is what makes this night so incredible. It's not all the debates about the war over Christmas, because there is no war. That's just a made-up thing. It's not the debate over whether or not Joseph had to do what he had to do, and whether Mary was, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And as Pastor James brought up in the first service, we're not even supposed to be doing Christmas at this time, although you would think the weather knows better than us. Amen? Because apparently when the census was taken that they would have traveled to Bethlehem for, it would have been a warmer time of the year. And somehow we came up with this. None of that matters. Because even in that, even in the chaos of theology, the baby arrives and we hear the words, do not be afraid. Behold, I bring you good news. Born this night in the city of David is Savior, Messiah. That's what we hang on to. That's why we celebrate this. This is why we come out just before midnight. So we push the service as close as we could to midnight, so when we walk out of here, we know that God has arrived as promised. I don't know about you, but I got to do that every day. Every day. And you know, I keep finding ways to be in awe of Christmas. You know, this is the time of the year, especially now with Facebook, when we get all these stories that come across your page. And there's just been some incredible singing things that have come across. People, did you know, is one. And then they took the Hallelujah chorus now and they put Christmas words to that, and it just knocks you out of your chair if you listen to it. But then I ran across another story that really kind of sums up what this is all about. Because see, we live in America, and what America teaches us is if you're going to get something, it costs something. Amen? We have to budget for Christmas. But in that process, we forget that God's love for us is at no charge. It came in the person of Christ. And I came across a story tonight that I decided that I'm coming into the modern era, and I've lost this. No, I didn't. That I wanted to share with you, and hopefully you will take this from here and have an incredible Christmas if you haven't already had one. A farmer had some puppies that he needed to sell. He painted a sign advertising the four pups and set about nailing it to a post on the edge of his yard. And as he was driving the last nail into the post, he felt a tug at his overalls. He looked down into the eyes of a little boy. Couldn't have been more than 5 or 6. And he said, "Mister, I want to buy one of your puppies." "Well," said the farmer as he rubbed the sweat off the back of his neck, "these puppies come from fine parents, and they cost a great deal of money." And the boy dropped his head for a moment, Reaching deep into his pocket, he pulled out a handful of change and held it up to the farmer. "I've got 39 cents. Is that enough to take a look?" "Sure," said the farmer, and with that he let out a whistle. "Come on, Dolly," he called, and from the doghouse and down the ramp ran Dolly, followed by four little balls of fur. The little boy pressed his face up against the chain link fence. His eyes danced with delight, and as the dogs made their way to the fence, the little boy noticed something else stirring inside the doghouse. And slowly, another little ball of fur appeared, but this one was noticeably smaller, and it slid down the ramp because it couldn't walk. It was awkward in its manner. And the little pup began hobbling as fast as it could towards the others, trying to do the best that it could to catch up. "I want that one," said the little boy. And the farmer knelt down to the boy and he said, "Son, you don't want that puppy. He'll never be able to run and play with you like these other dogs would." And with that, the little boy stepped back from the fence. He reached down and began rolling up one of the legs of his trousers. And in doing so, he revealed a steel brace running down both sides of his leg, attaching itself specific to a specially made shoe. And looking back up at the farmer, he said, "You see, sir, I don't run too well myself. And this little puppy will need someone who understands." And with tears in his eyes, the farmer reached down, picked up the little pup, and he handed it carefully to the little boy. And the little boy said, "How much?" And the farmer said, "No charge. There's no charge for love. There's no charge for Jesus Christ. Amen."